Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, your hostess with the mostest. It has been an interesting 2 weeks. I feel like I say that to you guys all the time, but doing deep healing work in a collective where many people are stuck in old wounds and delusions and fears can be difficult. I will get more into what I've been going through, but it's been nice to see the people in my life who don't believe in me or my intent, or a lot of truth is surfacing, and I'm very grateful for it to be surfacing. I prefer truth than any kind of fakery, and I'm really done with gossiping mentality, and like, we'll get into that in a bit. I'm actually podcasting from my mom's house from the Philly suburbs. I've come here. As you all know, I've been going through a rough time as my molestation trauma and memories arose. The perpetrator continues to deny them. I just want to say this. Your reality never has to be someone else's reality. That is true. And you can't make someone remember something that they truly don't remember. But you don't, you know, if you've had abuse happen to you and the perpetrator is denying it because they actually don't believe it, that's fine. But you don't need to even go back and forth. You don't need to defend your reality, and they just go your separate ways, and then you can decide how you want to handle it from there, whether it's, you know, going to court or just dropping it. There's so many ways that you can handle those things, but it doesn't have to even be that kind of perpetrator. If you are feeling in an unsafe space or near an unsafe person, you have every right, for whatever reason, whether they like it or not, to say, I'm going to disengage and need space. Everyone has the right to feel safe, but we don't live in that kind of society. And we live in a society where we still don't even listen to our kids. We shut them down. Oh, sweetie, be quiet. Because kids see magic too. Kids are so tuned in, and we teach them, unfortunately, pretty young. I think around like, we let them be into it. And then around like 6 or 7, we start telling them, you know, no, that's just silly. Meanwhile, pretending, first of all, I do think Santa Claus might exist, but, you know, and yet, and then they're lying and dressing up as Santa Claus and pretending. The world is so fucked in so many ways, and we're all healing it. And thank you again to everyone who's listening. Even the people who think I'm nuts, fucking welcome to Invasion of Privacy, where Kate Wolf has done the healing work to become her authentic, truest self. And if people don't like who your truest self is, then they can take a hike. It doesn't matter. You get to be who you are. And I have plunged a sword of truth through my heart time and time again. My intent here, my mission here on earth, is to help heal, because let's keep it fucking real. We got a sexual predator president. We have innocent black people dying every day at the hands of police who are supposed to be the protectors. And I'm not quote unquote anti-police, but I'm anti all the fuckery and all the violence that takes place and then pretending it's not happening. So there's a lot of things we need to heal. Prison reform. So much. I mean, I could go on forever, but we're going to do this together because the earth is dying. Climate change is real, by the way. For those of you who don't believe in that, Donald Trump, climate change is real. I am still pouring lava down his throat. And I don't think there's anything he can do about it, because I'm a dragon sorceress. You know what I mean? And people can be like, what does that mean? That sounds so crazy and scary. It's like, okay, so when your kids are calling themselves those names, are they crazy? You know, we are meant to be in tune and in touch with the magic, and you're allowed to have fun, and magic is real. And yeah, I ain't scared to use my powers. And I found I've had this ring since I was basically a baby from my mom's Aunt Ray, and I refound it, and it's a ring of beautiful, amazing power. Like, wait till you guys see that. I've held on to it since I was one. She made sure I got it. And it's just pure magic. And I'm ready for those of us who are ready for a different way of being, where kids don't get abused and molested in their homes and then walk outside like, ah, so what do you want for lunch today, Billy? After his mom or dad just beat the shit out of him, you know, like, enough's enough. Let's fucking change it. And if people are offended by you being real, then they can get the fuck away. There are too many real people for you to have to deal with anyone who wants to be stuck in some fakery and fuckery. goodbye. And I love, by the way, okay, there's so much hidden dominance. Like, that's what like the fake politeness thing. There's like hidden, it comes in different forms. Unsolicited advice is huge. If someone starts giving you advice you don't want, you're allowed to say, no, I don't want to hear it. Can I repeat that? If someone gives you unsolicited advice you do not want, you have every right to say, no, I do not want it. And if they do not listen and they keep going, that actually is an energetic form of a rape-like energy. You are allowed to walk away and leave that space and make yourself feel safe, okay? This is to anything. We, you know, parents force feeding their children. It's like we need to become way more sensitive and not, and operate from that place. And let me tell you something. I've been through college. I got my degree in art education at the University of Maryland. I went through 4 years for non-dual Kabbalistic healing and learned real fucking magic and then did a year in the grad school program. I know my fucking shit. So I love the people, those of you trying to call not just me crazy, but other people crazy for being in tune to other dimensions and beings. Go fuck yourselves. These things are real. There's more. There is another side. There are other beings that exist. Do not let people take the magic from you. And also, parents should not be telling things to their kids like, if you don't believe this, this, and this, you're going to go to hell. That is fucking abuse as well. Okay? So all that kind of shit needs to stop. Religion isn't bad until it becomes abusive and terrifying to children. You know how many fucking dads out there or moms are like strict Catholics, but then go home and like beat or molest their kids? And same with any religion. But it's like, we need to stop living from external places only where, oh, but it all looks so good, and actually feeling into situations. Let's break the glass menagerie together and actually heal the collective deep wounds we are all swimming in together. All of us. And the only way out is through together. Okay? So, sorry I'm feisty, but it has been a feisty fucking couple weeks. For the first time in 20-something years, I'm going to synagogue tonight with my mother. Shout out to Beth Orr. That's where I got my bat mitzvah. I'm very excited to see Rabbi Marks in Cantor Green. I have an article coming out soon in the Jewish Exponent. It's featuring me, Karen Margolis, and I believe, and some others. And that's very exciting because it gets a lot of readers. And it's an honor. My mom helped set that one up. She has been, I call her, she doesn't like that I call her this, the Queen Turbo Jew of the Philly suburbs. She doesn't like that I call her that. It's only out of love because like she's so dedicated to her practice and has gone to synagogue all the time. Like, this is a woman who has been through so fucking much and everyone called her mentally ill when she was recalling memories from her childhood. Like, everyone went against her. Even I did at the time, okay? And I don't want to fully get into that yet. But let me tell you something. That woman is not mentally ill, okay? And it's time that we start listening to people because there's lots of abuse that continues to go on and we're going to fucking stop it together. I'm also being pulled to the Torah. That's also a part of why I want to go to the synagogue is the Torah is calling me. I hear it speaking. So I want to go and just be near them. I might ask their rabbi if I can touch the Torah again. There's just so much ancient knowledge within the Torah. I mean, it's not just the Torah, the Quran, Zohar, Bible, but Bible to me feels very fucking sexist. And I'm very offended at all the he's God, 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 no goddess, you know, hello, Sri Yantra, balancing of the divine feminine and masculine. Also twin flames, they are real. For those of you who think I'm nuts, they're real. That's all I'll say about that right now. I was off about who I thought mine was. Apologies to that. It was mirroring my, molestation and trauma wounds. I'm starting to really realize what love actually feels like, which is from all forms, friends, parents, romantically. I am finally fucking years and years of pain and doing healing work and not letting people let me. I found out recently that a lot of people were trying to call me mentally ill and then to my face saying other shit. None of that shit. I'm psychic, motherfuckers. Nice try. I like real fucking homies. Okay. Healing is real. Love heals all wounds. Unconditional love, not just romantic love, but love. With love can heal anything. And I believe that everyone has an opportunity to make a chance to go within and heal. Anyone. I'm willing to forgive almost anyone if they're willing to acknowledge what they did and really deal with it. But people's shame block them from really going with them. I have my 20th high school reunion coming up at the end of this month, the 30th. And I'm very excited to see certain people. No, I'm excited to go. It's going to be awesome. I have an outfit planned. I'm bringing the fucking heat. My friend Karen Margolis, who a lot of you know, might be coming with me. Maybe some others. We'll see, but it's going to be really fun and fucking lit. And I'm looking to twerk at the reunion. So I hope there are some others wanting to have fun and not just be like, oh, yeah, great. Like, I'm down to, I'll do some talking of catching up, but then let's fucking dance. You know what I'm saying? I'm going in with my fucking extensions. Like, I'm looking fly, and I ain't going to be embarrassed or scared that I look fly. Okay. I've done the fucking work, and I'm going to own the fact that I feel good. And don't any of you. People are trying to tear people down lately. You stay strong and you listen to me. I'm sorry it took me 2 weeks to podcast. I'm going through some stuff, which brings me to my middle school best friend, CG Erickson. So CG, I met him in seventh grade. He came to our middle school, Sandy Run Middle School. And he was in like all my classes in seventh and eighth, and immediately just like one of my bestest friends. Like immediately. He's one of the kindest people. Funny, brilliant, like him and I, you know, we had a group of friends. We were, you know, we're funny. And he was one of the funniest people. And him and I just became super, super duper close. We would hang out. Not a lot of people came to my mom's house or even my dad's house to hang. I think people can feel when there's abuse and darkness and stuff going on. So not a lot of people came to those houses. And CG would always come to both my mom's and my dad's houses. And I remember that one project we did on astrology, my father drove us to look and help map out the constellations, the stars. And I had forgotten a lot of memories, because when you get traumatized or molested or abused, your memory gets all fucked up, but they're all coming back. But yeah, CG was just, you know, he was a homie, is one of my best friends and one of the kindest, most amazing people. And there's more stories there that I'll share later. But basically about a year ago, I found out from a mutual friend of ours after headlining Philly Comedy Club. One of my openers shared with me, who had been a mutual friend. I said, how's CG? He's like, oh, you didn't hear? There was like a drug related, he had gone to drugs, I guess, to deal and cope with the pain of, some things, like, I don't want to share too much, but abuse. And I'm already sharing too much. Well, anyway, he let me know that CG had kind of snapped and attacked his father. And through the attack, his dad lost his eye. And I immediately knew why, because I remembered both of us when we were young and in middle school, sharing what was going on. Like, he was my best friend. I remember him telling me what was going on in that household. And he remembers, he knows a lot. Not all of it. I had to fill him in because a lot of my shit was repressed. And it took that last emergency room trip for me to say, no more. I'm not holding in everyone else's pain anymore. Fuck that. And it led me to take a step back from the spiritual school I was associated with. I confronted the person about molestation. And other things happened as well. That's all I'll say. But self-love is real. You just got to keep doing the healing work. And the more and more you love yourself, the more you'll just find your twin flame. That's how it really works. You attract, not chase. You just love yourself and accept who you are. It was very hard for me to accept who I am because of all the self-hate and abuse and mindfuckery and more that I went through. But I'm not letting any of those people take me down anymore. And don't any of you listening who have been through things, don't let anyone take you down. And you know I give healings, non-dual Kabbalistic healings, tarot readings, twin flame readings. My prices are going up because things are happening. But let me know. you know, they are 100 an hour. They're going up. It's really right now 150 an hour. But if you can't afford that, write me. But healing is real. And yeah, so, okay. So back to CG. So I found the story out and I was like, I knew immediately what had happened. Like without, like, and then I read the articles, which sounded totally one-sided and nuts. And they were. But it took me a year after that to even find out where he was located. He's at Norristown State Hospital. Thank God I found him there. I got to speak with him for the first time. I guess now it's like a couple weeks ago. And it was so good hearing his voice. Like I just immediately started crying. And he's amazing. Like everyone who was so scared of him, he should have, first of all, he pled not guilty by insanity. And if he had pled guilty, he would have already been out. Like he should have been out a long time ago. I'm not going to say much more about this because he has a great lawyer that's taking care of it. But like, I'm not just fired up about this for him. It's like these cases are so common. There are so many people either in prisons or in mental hospitals where, you know, no one's story is fully being heard. This is called non-duality. We are in this together. There's no good or bad, but we have to start having these conversations why these kinds of abuses continue to repeat in our homes. And it's because we are stuck in this fake politeness and don't want to really get real. Getting real isn't about hurting people. It's about healing. But if you don't really face it and put it on the table and you just bury it, then it just continues to repeat. And it doesn't feel good. And this is all linked to ancient knowledge, by the way. Healing is throughout the universe, throughout the cosmos. You have to have, in order to have a healing universe, there has to be the wound. That's why there's that quote, the wound is where the light enters you by Rumi. Because in order for us to even exist in physical manifested form, there had to be a contraction, a sinsum to be manifested. I'm going into the Tree of Life right now, but oh, by the way, this coming Thursday, the 21st from 6 to 8 is the Phoenix Rising ceremony with me and Brenda Castaño. She has these amazing crystal sound healing bowls and she does hypnosis and I'm going to have a talk and then we're going to be doing channeling and tarot and a ceremony of releasing. I'm mostly staying in, the Philly area, but I will be coming back for that. Shane's going to be visiting me soon in Philly tonight and going to synagogue with me, I think. I'm so excited. This will be like his first time really going to synagogue with me at 13, which is the year he would have gotten bat mitzvah. But you can get bar bat mitzvah at any year. My mom got bat mitzvah at in her 40s. What a badass. My mom is a badass. Everyone try to bury her and call her insane, and that woman was telling the truth. I'm glad that my brother and I finally believed her. Now everyone, you know, other people will finally come out, but not necessarily publicly. Let's see. So CG. So I got to see him there. It was amazing. He's his same beautiful, talented self. His story was never heard. He never had a proper lawyer. He had an overworked public defender. It's not their fault, but he should have been out years ago, but people basically left him there to rot for 7 years. And his story was never heard, which includes abuse. And I don't even want to share that because I don't think he wants to share that. He will, you know, but it's a crucial part of a story where when you're abused, you try your hardest to not, you know, for every action, there's a reaction. You know, people snap eventually. And that's why I, when we have mass shootings and things like that, I'm like, this is a problem with the collective. We have bullying in schools. Kids are cutting themselves. That's why I'm so upset about homework. Kids are already stressed and then you're going to pile more on them. Just because you pile so much on yourself, Cindy, and I'm sorry, because I'm sure there's amazing Cindys out there. Like, doesn't mean, like, kids are stressed. They don't really need that much homework. They're already sitting at a desk basically for 6.5 hours a day, you know, which no one should be sitting like that. It should be active. It should be engaged learning. All of these systems need to change. And prison centers, these are supposed to be real rehabilitation centers. Prisons are not to be places where people rot away. And a lot of people are in prison who should not be there. So we need to change this whole justice system and get really real. Okay? And in the astral realm, they know me as Queen of the Apocalypse, by the way. And you want to know why? Because I'm helping to bring down these old patriarchal structures that need to be burnt down so we can rebuild a beautiful healing community that doesn't kill the fucking planet. Hate to tell you, Trump, climate change exists. And I can feel Gaia. I can feel the Earth soul so deeply in my system. But guess what? No more. We're changing this. We're fixing this. And if people are trying to get you down, you get a fucking healing for me. Because I'll have your back. kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. Anyway, so CG's amazing. I got him a great lawyer. He'll be out soon. It's so nice to have my fucking best friend back. We were best friends up until 14, and then his father and parents made him go to a private Catholic school because the public school kids were a bad influence on him. And that's all I'll say about that. But I'm excited to have my best friend back. I started a GoFundMe. It's all over my social media if you want to contribute, because I'm paying for the legal fees. But so far, we're up to 1,000, but I'm about to pay another. So please, if you can help. Hold on, I have to cough. You know what? I'm going to pause, take a drink of water, and be right back. All right, sorry, I'm back. I had to do some quick dragon breaths, some meditative breathing, and drink some water. So you can hear my system is calmer. Anyway, I'm putting together a CG Erickson fundraiser comedy show November 29th at Temple Ambler Theater. It's an incredible venue. It seats 300. I'm doing two shows. I'm not sure of the ticket price yet. It's going to be between $40 and $60 a ticket, because it's to not just pay for the legal fees, but also to help get his life started, because he shouldn't have been rotting away in there, forgotten about for 7 years. And so far on the, I'm going to be hosting and headlining, I believe. So I'll get up there, do a quick, 5-10 minutes. And then at the end, I'll do the full 30 to 40. But I have Karen Margolis will be on it, the amazing Karen. You know her from Race Wars and my podcast. And then the incredible Aston Wallace, who's an LA-based comic and a lawyer. But he's hilarious. And I have both of them on. And Aston and I went to high school together. So he was also really good friends with CG. So he'll be there also kind of backing him up. And I am very excited about the show. There may be some others. There are some other people that may be doing some fun guest spots or drop-ins. Some pretty badass, awesome people. So it's November 29th for any Philadelphia people, a 7 and a 9. I'm setting up the Eventbrite. By Sunday, Monday, I'll have the Eventbrite up so you can buy tickets. I'll try to even have it up by tonight if possible, but I'm at my mom's and I haven't gotten my computer hooked up to the Wi-Fi yet. I'm like, she gives me the password and the password's not working. But I'll have that all set up. But yes, I'll be promoting that show. But it's gonna sell out fast because the Jewish Exponent's also doing an article on me and promoting it. So any of you who do want tickets, you can go to my Eventbrite page, but the lineup has changed, so I haven't been able to update it yet. So it's going to be me, Karen Margolis, and Aston Wallace. But if you do know my Eventbrite, my Kate Wolf Eventbrite page, you can buy tickets now. Like I said, it is going to sell out quickly, and it's around Thanksgiving, so everyone, people are going to be around and in town, a lot of my high school friends. So if this sounds interesting and you want to support it, and trust me, I have a lot of new jokes about the whole situation. So this is going to be a lit fucking show, and it's a beautiful theater. So that's November 29th, a 7 and a 9, and it's on my Eventbrite, but I'll be officially promoting it on all my social media channels on Monday. I'm excited for this high school reunion. It's going to be wild. We are all right now collectively in the evolution revolution I've talked about. We are healing historical wounds. Poison ground stuff, which I learned from my school. You know, even though I took a step back from my school, I will say the work is real magic. I said that last time, or it's real ancient wisdom. But I did have to take a step back because there were a lot of things that were rubbing me the wrong fucking way. But the work's amazing. And they do talk about poison ground. And it's like these historical wounds. It's like the poison that's deep rooted in the soil that allows for molestation to take place, racism to take place, all these wars, this duality that we're seeing. We need to start coming together and having conversations, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a this or a that. Like, we need to start healing, and the revolution is upon us. Like I said, they know me as the queen of the apocalypse in the astral realm. Like, things are falling. Let's rebuild a beautiful collective that's going to probably involve other civilizations, people, and beings you thought didn't exist. But we're here to help heal. Not just Earth, but like there's a shift going on in the cosmos, and I'm fucking ready for it. A new way of living where we can actually really feel free and have our life force and be fulfilled. So we're healing these deep-rooted wounds together. And namaste to all of you who are trying your best to go within when you're triggered and look at your own shit and see where it's coming from. And yes. Let's see. It was, you know, as you guys know, it was hard. Like when you go and heal these really deep wounds, it's hard to feel it to heal it. Like, you know, I explained I was in and out of the emergency room, but most of it was because these doctors, I don't want to say these doctors, one particular doctor in a clinic subscribed me a heavy dose of Lexapro that, like, I almost fucking died because my throat closed up. Some people think I also, by the way, I have a great psychiatrist. Some people think I don't know where that came from, but I have an amazing psychiatrist now. I had to switch and get one who knows what he's doing, and he's bomb.com. But let's see. It's hard to allow the pain and the trauma to surface because you got to visit the scene of the crime and feel it. And people need support. And that's why you get a healer or a therapist. You have me if you want to have me as your healer. But it is possible to get through it. And I'm so thankful I finally am. And more magic is coming in than I ever imagined. And I'm grateful. And I'm so happy I fought through all of my abuse and the wounds coming up, because some days were so dark. I wanted to kill. Some of us would rather kill ourselves than, like, you know, hurt other people's feelings or disappoint our parents, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, it's time to do what you need to do. Because I'm done holding in other people's pain and other people's lies and inability to look at their own selves due to their shame. You know, I'm not here to fuck anyone's life up, but you ain't holding me back anymore. And you do have to feel it to heal it. It sucks, but that's why it's okay to have support and friends and real deal healers. But continue to believe in love and hope and magic. I promise you it's all real. I can't wait to explain more. But together we're going to get through this. And we're not going to have any more rapist, sexual predator presidents. We're not going to have any more of this fucking racism that some people pretend doesn't exist. No innocent black people getting shot. No pedophile rings. No people rotting away in prisons or mental institutions, whether they're guilty or not, whatever. We need to start having real centers everywhere. Everywhere. There needs to be more funding and just more awareness that we're all connected. So when you look at someone else and call them crazy, you're really not able to see your own. My mural that I painted from Alice in Wonderland is, we're all mad here. Do not let people take you down. So we need to have better rehabilitation centers and make them healing centers, and just have more funding from the state, federal. We can't keep acting surprised when we have schools being shot up, because first of all, kids are getting bullied by their parents and then they take it out on kids in the school. And then that kid either kills themselves or instead kills others. Let's fix this shit. Let's get real. And also, I don't think anyone assumes this. I do not claim that I am perfect at all. And I'm always willing to own my shit, even if it takes me a day or two of space to go within and apologize for my things. But shit is broken. And there are some people who want to pretend everything is fine and dandy. No, we have people still. I have clients. I know there's a lot of bullshit going on, and a lot of people in marriages that are not happy, whose private parts aren't even working, and they don't even want a mind, body, spirit connection. People, time to start listening. Wake up. That's not to the people who already have. It's to certain other people. And I'm not blaming any specific person. The whole system is broken. We are swimming in collective historical wounds. That is what we're healing. So we need to heal and fix this together. And those who want to stay seated in old systems, whether it's racism or denial, whatever, they're actually going to die. Like, the earth is fighting to stay alive, and the earth will do what it needs to do to keep that way. You know, human beings will make it through, but not necessarily all of them, because if we become like bed bugs to the planet will, exfume? You know what I mean? It'll kill what it, the earth does what it needs to do to stay alive. So, the evolution revolution, the apocalypse, which is an apocalypse of love, of let's burn down this old patriarchal way of being. It's best for every single person and being on this planet. No more factory farms. That's fucking bullshit. I'm not saying everyone has to be a vegetarian at all, but factory farms are just gross. And also, just in terms of wielding power, there's going to be no more abuse of power, because Kate Wolf ain't letting this shit happen. And there are other really fiery light workers out here who are starting to speak up. And I taught you the sword of truth meditation. You can always take an energetic sword of truth and plunge it through your heart before you use your power or any abilities you have, or use any, I don't know, this ring of power I have that my Aunt Ray passed on to me years ago, since I was like one, like, you know, I never would misuse my powers. So people who doubt me can not suck my dick. They can go take a hike. Just over it. Over it. And I'm over us shutting down people, little kids, anyone. And their ability and their abilities to tap into magic. Because, first of all, that happens with little kids. It's so fucking sad. I already kind of talked about that. But it's like, it's because we've all been wounded. So we closed our hearts, and it's hard for us to believe that change can happen. And I get it. But it is real, and magic is real. And please, everyone, if you do have kids, don't shut down your kids' imagination or their belief in magic. Fuck that. I'm experiencing the magic right now in my life. It's incredible. And I, like I said, I'll be sharing more later. But let's just say my superpowers are real. Superpowers are real in general. Twin flames are real. I was wrong about who I thought mine was, but whatever. We're allowed to be wrong and change our minds as many times as we want, but nothing is ever set in stone. And people, so that's the other thing, like with repressed memories and stuff, like, the particular person is like, I thought we agreed, blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's repressed memories are repressed memories for a reason. Like, when they come up, they come up. It doesn't mean you have to take it as truth. The two people can walk the fuck away. But, like, don't let people who are in denial or whatever make you, or their shame is keeping them from being real with themselves. Don't let your abusers or any person question your truth. Just walk away, take space, and let karma take care of it. And by karma, I mean Kate Wolf. No, I'm joking. Karma's way beyond and above. You know, there's a whole, you all know, I believe in like a higher power, whatever you want to call that. You know, in the higher power, we're all, I have pledged my allegiance to the path and to God and Goddess. I am a servant of God and Goddess. That's that. Whoever thinks I'm crazy for saying shit like that, why are you still listening to my podcast, motherfucker? Go somewhere else, please. I mean, and I've told you a bit about, too, what my mom went through. She was abused a lot. And she was not the only one abused in that household, by the way. But my mom was abused, and they called her mentally ill. A lot of people, some of her family members, you know, and when I was starting to go through what she went through, especially I said all this already, but I was like, Shane turned the age that I was when my mom was becoming, like, it was so hard for her to move and the pain. And it's like, because when you're holding in all that pain from other people, it's like your system starts to go. It was very hard when I was going through that until I decided I was no longer going to not be me for what other people. I have that whole joke about it. What, you're not going to go get that tattoo you always wanted because you're scared about what Susan from HR thinks? Be who you are. No, there's no more time to hide our pain and protect people who spent no time protecting us. Don't protect your predators. That doesn't mean you attack them or blow up their life, but you're allowed to speak your truth. And then if they have a reaction, just take space. But there's no, my intent here on Earth is not to blow anything up. I mean, as Queen of the Apocalypse, it's not, it's more to rebuild. The Tower card in Tarot is about things crumbling that are broken that need to fall. And the Tower card has been coming through to me constantly, both physically in the deck, and I know how to channel, and it's coming through. So things are falling, and let them fall, because we're going to rebuild something so much more beautiful where we feel community and less isolated and speaking our truth. We can have that heaven on earth that we all desire. We can bring those heavenly lights down into Malchut, kingdom on the tree of life. We can do this. Basking in the light of the Shekinah is one of the meditations I learned in my school. It is great work, even though I took a huge fucking step back. But you want to reflect. There's a book called Receiving God. It should be called Receiving God and Goddess, in my opinion, but it reflects back the lights from above. Once again, predators can come in many forms. Doesn't just have to be, there's a lot of emotional mind fuckery. I got a lot of that too, not just from my mom and dad. I also had a step parent, and all you can do is claim your own inner predator. We all have an inner animal and inner predator. Mother Teresa had a quote that until she faced her own inner murderer or her own inner Hitler, she wasn't able to do the work she could do. When you don't claim your inner murderer, that's when Holocausts happen. So try to claim your truest authentic self and have a place to channel your anger, either in creative ways, get a punching bag. I need to get a punching bag ASAP. I'm working on that. And set boundaries with others in your life if they start to feel toxic. You have every right. If they're like, "What? Why are you being like this? You're crazy." Like, even if they have that reaction, you can just say, "Bye. Bye." And if you start feeling guilty that you did that, call me for a healing. Or not call me, email me, kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. But we're here to fight for Gaia, the earth of the soul. We do not want the world to die. So it's time for us to wake up, because Gaia will do what she has to do. She will kill what she has to kill. She'll create whatever, tsunamis and natural disasters, like... Wake up, stay in tune, stay sensitive. Your sensitivities, which may have felt like curses your whole life, are actually gifts. And now it's turn for a sensitive, beautiful people who want to heal to move forward with love, connection, kindness, and understanding. True non-duality. Let's come together. And when you hold both forces together, you get the third thing, which is filled with so much magic you can't even imagine. And community and friendship and love. And we're getting there. Trust me. And there will be social justice and prison reform. We all got to start working on this. It's like, we all know the system is broken, but we all don't really know how to, it's fixing. We just got to start talking about it, be honest, without blaming any specific person. It's the whole fucking system that we were all born into. I'm not here to blame a particular person necessarily, but it's time to get real. Also, I found out that one of my good friends is good friends with Amelia Clark, so I may be meeting her soon. No big deal. Psych, huge deal. I'm going to be very excited to shake her hand and tell her how amazing I think she is. And the fact that she like had like two brain aneurysms while filming that, because like she would wear those crazy heavy wigs and her head would get so hot and overheated, and she wouldn't say anything, because when you have that much pressure, I just got a big HBO show, I don't want to say anything. It's time for us to start speaking up when we're feeling overheated. upset. Like, it's time to speak a new language. We can't keep running ourselves into the ground. We're beautiful, sensitive beings, and it's time to be honored. And I hope I get to meet Emilia Clarke soon, because she's a fucking warrior and she did a great job and she deserved a fucking Emmy. So Emilia Clarke, you get an Emmy from Kate Fanchon fucking Wolf. Okay? Boom. And I'll try to make something for her beforehand to show that I think she deserved for that work she did on the show. She held that show together. And they better make another fucking season where after, because Drogon took her to fucking Volantis. If they can bring back Jon fucking Snow, they can bring back Khaleesi. Okay? Bring her back. I already have an idea. Game of Thrones writers, hit me up. But let's bring her back like they did Jon Snow and see how that happens. Yes, she definitely should not have blown up that whole city. That was fucking traumatizing. So let's see how we can heal the collective wounds by bringing back one or two more seasons of Game of Thrones, because that shit ain't finished. Drogon brought her to Volantis, where the High Priestesses are, for a reason. Bring her back, and let's see what happens with her and Jon Snow. Let's see. Jon Snow better fucking apologize for stabbing her in the heart. I mean, I get it. She shouldn't have done that, but that was not, well, whatever, you know, I'm not even gonna get started on that fucking ending, but all I want is Emilia Clarke back and to somehow have that healed, because that was some bullshit. We're gonna have all these prophecies going for all those years. All the prophecies led to that. It's called, what's it called? A Story of Fire and Ice. That's obviously fucking Snow and the Dragon Queen, Jon Snow and Daenerys. Like, what are we talking about? Like, that is not finished. And even G.R. Martin knows it ain't finished. He's not happy with how that ended. He said that himself. Trust me. I do a lot of research on Game of Thrones. In case you haven't noticed, I'm invested. And do I think Kit Harington and Emilia Clarke are still twin flames? I think so. I may have, you know, but I do still think that. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been known to be wrong, obviously. But guess what? You pivot, you turn, you heal, and you own your wrongs. That's what all of us can do. We're all allowed to shift and change and evolve. It's called form anxiety. You're allowed to shift and move. We're moving beings. I learned a meditation about that in my school as well. We are all one. We are all connected. You cannot just leave people to rot and just say that they're mentally ill or whatever we do. We're in this together. We have to clean up the public school systems. Bullying needs to stop. Bullying in schools, people need to get honest. Kids are still being bullied in schools. Kids are cutting themselves. Kids, there are middle school and high school kids and even elementary that are getting bullied for either being gay or different or whatever reason and killing themselves. Let's get real. Let's all of us fucking heal this. Okay, that's why I don't mind being called Queen of the Apocalypse in the astral realm. Because I'm just trying to burn down shit fucking Dragon Queen sorceress style so we can actually build a new fucking community where the earth's not dying and animals aren't being abused the way they're being abused, and we can finally make contact with other beings that are already here, like mermaids, unicorns, aliens, goblins, ghosts, or whatever ghosts really are, those who are on the other side. The veil is becoming thinner and thinner, okay? So it's time for true non-duality. Think of the yin-yang symbol when you hold, or a battery, when you hold the positive and the negative. It's not good and bad. You hold them together, the third thing is created, and it's called healing the world. Anyway, so please, I'm going to end this. I think I was pretty fiery. I gave a lot of energy to this, and I don't have a ton. I haven't been eating great. I'm trying to get my friend CG. I mean, he has a great lawyer now. He'll be out soon. But like, I hate what had happened to him. But it's not just him. I hate what happened to Santoya Brown. You all remember her. She was like kept as a sex slave and murdered her abuser, and then went to she was like in there for life for murdering the man who was keeping her as a sex slave. Thank God that was finally overturned. She better already be fucking out. But these kinds of situations, I've heard of another one from a friend. I'm going to have him on the podcast soon about his cousin who's wrongfully right now in prison. All this shit's done. The legal system needs to change, and we've got the light workers here to fucking do it. The light and dark workers, meaning light and dark is all within the life force. Think of yin yang. None of this superstitious good and evil. It's not exactly like that. And you can see that in the tree of life. You've got closest to God, which would be Keter on the tree of life. You got Malchut, kingdom, furthest. But we are here to bring the lights from Keter, from the heavenly lights, down through all the Sephirot into the kingdom, into Malchut. And I am going to synagogue today, and I am holding a Torah, hopefully, or at least touching it. I know it. It's calling me. The Torahs are calling me. I can't wait to go back to Beth Or. That's where I got my bat mitzvah. And I hope Shane can, he is probably coming with me, unless he's like, Mom. But actually, I think he's been wanting to go with me for a while. I was kind of avoiding it. But hopefully they will accept my tattoos. But a lot of my tattoos are very Jewish-based and have a lot of symbols. Like I have the burning bush, which stands for never give up on yourself. And I have the Kabbalistic tree of life on my right pointer finger, which is the Kabbalah, ancient Jewish mysticism and wisdom. I've got Gaia on my arm, Mother Earth, and all of the animals. I have spiders on my neck because everyone's so scared of spiders. Let me tell you something. Without spiders, we would be overrun by insects. So people need to wake up. Stop treating. I remember meeting my father works at Arcadia University, and they used to have like a department where they had snakes, and there was this amazing woman there, Gail Hearn, and she had this one snake, Sammy. Now, I think she kept him in cages, which I don't like. I don't like cages, but I got to really hold and meet Sammy and speak with Sammy the snake growing up, and snakes are beautiful creatures, very misunderstood. Rattlesnakes often, they're rattling because they're saying back up, back away. They're trying to protect. If I see videos of people abusing snakes and people being like, oh, because they're so scared. You don't abuse anything, whether you're scared of it or not. You know what I mean? If you have bed bugs in your home and you need to exfumigate like the earth has to do with some of these humans, that's one thing. But you don't torture animals. You don't pull legs off of daddy long legs. All that shit's done because fucking I'm here and I got the ring of power. And if you're going to abuse shit, I don't mind using my superpowers. Okay. And don't fly too close to my fucking house. I put a fucking force field around it. And people shouldn't be flying under conditions that they shouldn't be flying. We need to have a little more air traffic safety as well. And people also shouldn't be driving, you know, if they're... I won't go there. I mean, there are some people on the road. Like, my grandfather was allowed to drive for way too long. He literally fell asleep at the wheel and, like, miraculously, like, drove himself off an on-ramp. Like, he crashed, but, like, miraculously somehow it was... But, like, he's passed. But, like, shout-outs to Alfred Wolf. Hi, Pop. I can still... And I can connect to the other side very easily. I'm having a lot more mediumship in my own come through, which has been awesome, getting to connect to people from the other side. I connect to mermaid realms and all sorts of the realms that people might say, oh my God, is she crazy? No, we don't call people crazy anymore for those kinds of things. One of my best friends is a shaman, okay, who tunes into all of these kinds of frequencies. I have many best friends who are healers and not crazy for having these abilities. So we don't call people crazy anymore. Anyway, come to Phoenix Rising. It's this Thursday at my house in Island, New Jersey. It's on Eventbrite. I will be promoting that again this week. I'll be promoting the C.G. Erickson fundraising comedy show. That'll be Philly, November 29th, a 7 and 9 show. That's on Eventbrite. And then the Phoenix Rising ceremony is this Thursday, the 21st, 6 to 8 with me and Brenda Castaño. She's amazing. Wait to experience her sound bowl healing. It takes you like to a whole other universe. Yeah, once again, so please, C.G. Erickson fundraiser show, me, Karen Margolis, Aston Wallace, maybe some other surprise fun guests. It's at Temple Ambler Theater. It seats 300. It's going to sell out fast. Like I said, I have a story coming out soon. So if this sounds like you want to go, I would start getting tickets. Also, March 29th, a 6 and an 8. I will be recording my second comedy album at the incredible Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. I'm good friends with Vinny Brand. He's also an amazing comic. So yes, come to that. I don't think it's up yet on their website, but it will be soonish. I mean, we've got time, so you don't need to get, just mark that in your calendar. March 29th, 6 and 8 shows, New Brunswick. And, thanks to all of you who've been listening to me, whether you just found me or, you've been listening to me for the 5 years since I started this with Joe Santagato. And I texted with him. Him and I hadn't talked in a while. Him and I texted a couple weeks ago, and he's still a homie. You know what I mean? So hopefully him and I will get to podcast, at some, whether it's me going on his podcast or him coming on mine. That will happen. And those of you who miss Joe, you know, him and I are cool. So once again, follow me on social media at the Kate Wolf on Twitter and Instagram. My Facebook fan page is Kate Wolf. You can go to, I have an Invasion of Privacy fan page on Instagram, not Instagram, on Facebook, but I'm all over there. I also have a Break Free Dance Party Instagram, Break Free Dance. It's at Break Free Dance because I'm bringing back my conscious dance parties, which will happen soon. I believe it's happening, I think, in Rahway, New Jersey. So, but I'll bring them to a bunch of places if they start really doing well, because everyone needs dance. We need to break free. We need to move our bodies, let our soul songs sing, you know, like it's time for us to be, to live our dreams. Every single one of us. Healing isn't about hurting other people. It's about going within, looking at your own stuff and becoming who you really are. And if you need to take space from people to do that, please set boundaries, take space. And if you'd like a healing from me, non-dual Kabbalistic healing, a tarot reading, a twin flame reading, soul song reading, a channeling, because I channel really well, or a mixture, email me kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Kate Wolf. Bye.
Fuck it up.
Dude, did you see what she was wearing?
Fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up.
Dude, yeah, you like it? 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 Yeah, you like it?